Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts in another effort to get them to follow the law. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. We want to congratulate the ongoing efforts of the Coalition for Healthy Nevada Lands for their outreach on pressing to have Congress follow the Wild Horse and Burro Act. They are currently working to prompt others to join them with a petition that they are seeking to present to Congress. Their resolution is attempting to obtain a declaration of a state of emergency that has resulted from noncompliance with the 1971 Free Roaming Wild Horse and Burro Act as written and amended. This resolution is intended to serve three purposes: help Congress remove the congressional rider preventing the permanent removal of excess horse and burros which are over appropriate management levels; address the fact that we need to get back to the act to bring horse and burro populations to a minimum of appropriate levels; provide political cover of broad and deep support so our decision makers can correctly address this issue. Their resolution has a dozen whereas statements, building the case that action is needed. Because of the Coalition for Healthy Nevada Lands that have such a strong linkage with the need for healthy lands in order for wildlife species to thrive, they call attention to scientific research, which shows that wild horse and burros outcompete other wildlife, including elk and mule deer, for forage and water, severely damaging riparian areas and water sources. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.